So, we have a Young Living family from Canada with a great story. They've been using Young Living products for 18 years and are connected all the way back to the origins of the company. So let's dive into it all, up next. Hi there, Oil Family. I'm Brenton. This is The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series and podcast brought to you by TeamSense. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any daily content from crossline leaders in the Young Living family. Today, we're featuring Tanya and Rial in the YL Oil family from Ontario. So let's jump right in. Hey guys, thanks for taking the time. Let's start with a little intro. Feel free to introduce yourselves. Let everyone know a little bit about your Young Living journey and how you got started.
Hi, I'm Tanya Pelland and...
I'm Rial Pelland.
And we are currently ranked with silver with Young Living. We have been with Young Living now for 18 years, but have only been building the business for about 3 years. We got started 18 years ago because my mom told me we were supposed to. And sometimes you just have to do what your mom tells you to do. At the time, Rail and I were not married, but I was working as a massage therapist. Or were we married? I can't remember. That was so long ago.
You listened to your mom before we were married, so probably.
Probably. Okay. So I was working as a massage therapist and my mom said, Tanya, you just need to incorporate these into your massage therapy practice. And so that's what I did. And then I met Rael, and he was wearing cologne at the time, and I thought he stank. And so I said, Rael, if you want to date me and potentially marry me, you're going to start using essential oils. And he did. So that was a win for both of us. Then after we got married, I was still working as a massage therapist and was finding that a lot of the clients that I was working with had emotional trauma come up as we were doing massage. And so I wanted to find a different way to help them out. And so Rael was working at a college at the time, and I was able to get into the school and get my master's of counseling. So I trained to be a psychotherapist and subsequently started using essential oils to work in my psychotherapy practice to help people with their mind, body, spirit concerns. Your turn.
My story is kind of more like the typical guy one, where I used them because I had to, because it made the women in my life happy, and my mother-in-law, and more importantly, my wife. But I really didn't care about oils at all, until I was like terribly sick. But we won't talk about what happened then. Change for me happened as we started to, when we had children, about 10 or 11 years ago, started to see some more value to them, and still not necessarily interested in that for me. But it was more about 3 years ago where suddenly I kind of saw the light and got on board. And, you know, I don't know if you want me to go into that part of the story now, but I can kind of tell you about that at some point later, too.
That was a great intro. Feel free to continue on with your transition from product user to business builders. As you've had a long journey as product users, was there anything specific that sparked the transition?
So my wife has been, we've been using oils for how many years? How many months have we been on ER?
Oh man, like 54?
Something ridiculous. Like not many people have been on ER as long as we have.
84, 74? 80, I don't know, something
like,
in four.
It's high, because like think about 18 years worth of ER. The products have been in our house, and like I said, I didn't care about the oil stuff at all. Really, just that this is something we use in the house, but you know, not my thing. Our upline, which is my mother-in-law, actually asked us to come to the convention that happened in Dallas in August 3 years ago. And I was like, they'd asked us to go to convention for years. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Not interested at all. But this one was in Dallas. And a couple friend that we absolutely love who were in our wedding party live in Dallas. So we had actually arranged to spend a week with them at their house, and then tack on this ridiculous convention thing afterwards. So that was actually kind of what got me interested in the business side, was because we went to the convention and I heard people talking about this business, and I'm like, I turned to her like, this is a business?
We had no idea.
No idea. We've been using the products for 15 years and we had no idea. And you're hearing people say business, and like my wife, none of us, neither of us knew. And my mother-in-law, you know, bless her heart, she's a strong upline, but she was using the oils in kind of like, I don't know, what would you say?
In the true spirit that Gary started this business is how Sylvia was first using her oils.
Yeah, that's compliant, right? So that we just saw her, what she was doing, and she was doing great things, was just not our thing. So we learned what the business was at convention. So we went to convention, and by the end of that, I was completely sold. I'm like, well, you know what? We love the product. Why wouldn't we try this as a business? And, you know, what could go wrong, really? You know, so that was the beginning. That was a transition for me, and probably very similar for Tanya.
Yes, I think so, too. We both said together, why not? Let's just make this happen because we like working together as a team, and it allows me to stay home more than go to work.
That's great. So when it comes to sharing Young Living with others, do you have a favorite type of sharing method?
So when it comes to sharing the Young Living business, I am very much first and foremost, let's build a little bit of a relationship and just kind of sneak the essential oil topic into our conversations because it is part of our whole life. I find that listening to what people's stories are and what their actual needs are to see how we can meet those needs versus creating a need for them has helped build sustainable users versus just the one-off purchasers. When it comes to long-term education, I prefer to do classes where there's lots of people versus doing anything on social media. Although really social media is what I'm capable of doing right now because of the three littles that we have at home. And I also like having Rael as my partner because he is really good at planting seeds with people and then just saying, you should talk to my wife. She can help you out more with this. So he's kind of like preparing the soil and then I manage the seeds once they've been planted.
Yeah, I'm kind of her handler.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I've got my career and that's very busy. That takes up a lot of my time, but it does expose me to a lot of people. So I talk about oils and talk about how awesome they are and even as a guy, how I use them. But most of the time, I'm not closing the sales. Most of the time, it's I'm just saying, hey, this is what's going on. It's really exciting. We're having so much fun. We help a lot of people. And also just developing relationships. And then I just say, hey, you know who you should talk to? Talk to my wife. She's so passionate about this. And she knows so much more than me.
Very cool. And on the relationship side, how do you help and inspire your team to continually build relationships outside their friends and family circle to share Young Living with others?
So to be honest, I bribe them. I bribe them with reward. I mean, incentivize them. I give them opportunities to win great prizes if they reach out to new people. On top of that, I try and find a lot of vendor events in our area and that they can participate in them with me so that I am not the only one at the booth, but that they are also building those relationships.
And from there, once the relationships are built, in terms of filling seats, how do you like to invite people to make sure they show up?
That's a great question again. To get people to show up to events, I do not bribe them this time. We, in our group, we have the mindset that the people who are supposed to be there will be there. And so it's never about the quantity of people that you have at something. It's about the quality of contacts that you have. So we don't worry about it. We just say the people who are supposed to be there are going to be there. They're going to hear the message that they need to hear. So even if it's just one person who shows up to that class, that's the person who needed to hear the message that day. And so we're grateful for any single person that shows up. If no one shows up, because those happen too, then that's an opportunity to spend some time in prayer or in meditation or in just thinking about what to do next and how to grow as an individual.
And once you're in the class or the conversation, do you have a script that you like to use or more of a freestyle, personalized approach?
When teaching a class, I am definitely a wing it sort of girl. I always have the scripts with me and I never seem to stay on them. I prefer just to tailor the classes to the people that are there and allow them to answer questions and also to build a rapport with people. I find that if you can make them laugh during a session or during a class, chances are they're going to buy in later on.
Very cool. And as health and wellness is all about that lifestyle and consistency, is there anything you like to do to inspire that consistency in others to join Essential Rewards?
Do you have anything?
I mean, I talk a lot about working out and supplements and physical fitness. I know that Tanya talks a lot about the toxin-free home. Those are two things that we push a lot just to get people on ER, get the people using it as regular customers.
And also looking beyond the oils, although oils is our first love, and I love using essential oils for every aspect of my life, especially in the emotional and spiritual health side of things, but teaching people about supplements, like Rael said, but also the skincare line. Our art skincare is bar none, and I have been blessed with highly sensitive skin. And this is about the only product that I've ever used that hasn't made my face break out into water blisters. So if I can share that with people, that's fantastic. And along with the Savvy Mineral makeup that we have now, it doesn't make my skin itchy. It doesn't give me eczema like so many other store-bought products or even other companies' products have done to my skin. So sharing that story and allowing people to sample my stuff.
Great. And once they're on ER and consistent with their health and wellness, is there anything you like to do to inspire them to start sharing Young Living with others?
So this is our downfall. Rael and I are both Reds, and we are very much do it ourselves. We make a great team. And so when I say do it ourselves, do it the two of us. And so one of our struggles is actually allowing other people to step in and do the job versus us doing it for them and allowing them to do it their way and not our way. And so we have a beautiful team of yellow, and they are passionate about humans, and that's fantastic. And so allowing them to pick their pace in growing while still encouraging them to keep reaching towards their goals and letting us develop those relationships with them and not be frustrated too much when it doesn't happen at the pace that we would like it to happen at.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Now, has there been any aha moments or breakthrough that has really helped you figure out, this works to grow the Young Living business?
Breakthrough. Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there is.
I think really for us, the breakthrough is saying one size doesn't fit all. And so although there are some amazing resources out there, that if it does not fit your team, don't push it. Don't assume that one size fits all. And you need, as a leader, you need to tailor to your team, not tailor to Team Young Living. You're part of Team Young Living, but you're in charge of your own organization.
And I also think that understanding the color thing too. Again, I'm just, my personality, I just kind of balk at that sort of stuff. So maybe that's a red thing too, I'm not sure. But I didn't believe it existed. I didn't believe it mattered. And I'm another thing I'm wrong about. Oils, business, colors. That's the beginning of the list. I'm totally wrong. And as I understand the colors more and more, it makes sense. Like, what motivates me does not motivate most other people. And I need to understand that as a leader.
That's great. Has there been any big struggles or fears along the way?
I think our situation is slightly unique from anyone else's that I've heard, is that my mom is our upline. And my mom is an amazing human being. She is so spiritually connected. She is connected to Gary Young's original vision for Young Living, and that's how she's lived it out.
And she's been there since the beginning.
And she's been there since the beginning. She has gone on all the trips. She was on the frankincense trail with Gary and Mary. You name it, she's done it. However, her purpose in sharing Young Living is not to grow the business. And so breaking away from what my mom / upline wanted to how we wanted to build our business has been the biggest challenge, biggest struggle, and to maintain those familial relationships outside of what we're doing as Young Living. Because although my mom is there to support us, at the same time, she's sometimes competition because she's growing other lines in her slow business building way. And so making sure that we don't always talk Young Living, making sure that we talk about other things and that Young Living isn't everything, although it does sometimes feel like everything.
And another thing for me, a struggle at first, was just getting over the idea that oils are for women and they're not for men. and being part of the Essentially Equipped Challenge, getting together at a convention with those guys, and then also specifically going to, I've been to two advances, which is, I'm sure other people may have talked about this, but where guys get together, and everybody from all sorts of different ranks, but it's all guys involved with Young Living, and we get together and we just push each other to become better, you know, businessmen, better fathers, better husbands, better believers. And that has changed my outlook on oils, and to see this as something that's equally for guys. And as a guy that I don't have to take a backseat role in advocating for the health of my own family, mm-hmm. that, you know, Savvy Minerals, let's use that as probably the most extreme example. That matters to me. Like, it matters. I've got two daughters. It matters what my daughters are going to put on their face. And as a father, I can step up and take a leadership role even in that. You know, it's probably important for me to know a little bit about Savvy Minerals, not just as a business builder, but as a male who has daughters and women in my life.
Ah, thank you for mentioning Advanced and the EEC. No one's mentioned that yet.
Oh, really? It's like the greatest, for me, it's been the greatest part of this journey. No, it's probably not the greatest. I think the seeing people's lives changed in our downline has probably been the greatest thing. And then this also how it's impacted our family, but it's been impacting our family on a product user for years. But I'll say in the last 3 years, it's been seeing people's lives change because somehow we got involved in this crazy thing. And also advance in the friendships I've made with guys across North America, who are on the same page as us. Cause I don't know a lot of guys around here who are on the same page as us, people who are looking to advance in their life on a daily basis, but also who, care about healthy living and care about, becoming stronger Christians, because faith is part of that. The EEC has been great for that, and specifically Advance, getting together there, the friendships I've made, are lifelong ones. And, you know, we just went on a vacation down to Florida with, you know, people that I met through Advance. Like, it's just insane.
And then we did another trip to Kingston because of people you met at Advance.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. So any advice that you might give to someone trying to grow their Young Living business today?
If you're just wanting to start your Young Living business now, do you. Don't try and be anybody else. Just do what fits your personality. And learn to listen to people. Don't create a need, but let people tell you what their needs are. And look for ways that you can bless them with the knowledge and the products that you have. Don't sacrifice people for the sake of profit. Because again, that ruins the spirit of what makes Young Living so unique. We are here to share love. We are here to spread life. And so as long as you're willing and wanting to do that, grow your business because it will thrive naturally.
Love it. So are there any other topics that you'd like to share about in your Young Living journey that maybe I haven't asked about?
So as a psychotherapist, one of the things that I love is actually helping people find the power within themselves to overcome their historical issues. So whether it be things from their childhood or from the recent past, I love supporting people in finding their own voice, their own strength, and being the experts on them to grow. I've found that since I've started introducing essential oils more into my counseling practice, their growth has happened exponentially faster. I have recently become certified as an Aroma Freedom Technique practitioner through a program and technique created by Dr. Benjamin Perkis. It uses essential oils to help people who are in a stuck place emotionally, spiritually, so that they can take away some of the emotional intensity of their past, which is hindering them and making them paralyzed from moving forward and reaching their goals. And it works to, in the amygdala of the brain, to take away some of that emotional intensity so that their decisions that they're making today, the thoughts that they're having about themselves or about the world around them today, does not need to be colored by what happened in the past. And so I love using my essential oils on the emotional perspective. And I think that that's something that everyone can use. Anyone can buy the Aroma Freedom Technique book and start practicing on themselves. But there is something unique that happens when you have a person to walk you through the process so you don't get tangled up in your own garbage. Rather, you have someone who has a flashlight basically to keep you going and so you can see what you're stepping in or that you need to stand there for a little bit longer and deal with that garbage and then say, okay, let's keep going. And so we don't get stuck.
That's great. So are there any other topics that you're really passionate about when it comes to sharing Young Living and the business side?
One of the things that we are actually really passionate about when it comes to Young Living is people being compliant. And so educating people on Canadian compliance, because it's very, very different than US compliance or any other market. And so I would encourage people to do their research on where they're marketing their materials, because when we're not compliant, what happens is that it puts all of us at risk. So we all love our Young Living products. We all know what they can do for us. But if we are saying things about diseases that we can't cure or treat, or if we are talking in Canada about body systems that we're not supposed to talk about because that's not what our oils are labeled for, we put Young Living at risk from being shut down in this market. And so we could lose this lifeline that we all so dearly love. So I pray and I plead that you all learn compliance and you follow compliance, because we want Young Living to stick around for a really, really, really long time.
Great. Thank you for mentioning compliance.
And I mean, even for people who have cross-market members, the best thing to do is if you are posting something about in the US, make sure you put US market. If you're posting something that's in Canada, put Canadian market. If you're posting something that is in the Asian market, put Asia market, so that people know. Because in Canada, we don't have all of the products that are available in the US. We have not for resale. So we're not actually even supposed to market those to people at all, whether it be on our private Facebook pages or in our groups or anything. So it's really important then that you put US market so it doesn't put everybody else at risk.
Wonderful. What a great reminder. Well, this has been a real pleasure. You're both a wonderful inspiration. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all, Brenton.
So our goal at Team Sense and the Leaders Instinct podcast is to provide as much value to the entire Team YL community to help bring Young Living essential oils into every home in the world. So YL family, that's it for this chat. As this content may be useful for someone on your team to hear or a cross-line YL friend, it's over to you. Tag an oil friend below and go ahead and subscribe to this page. It really does help this channel out so all of our cross-line oil friends can see this education too. I'm Breton, and this has been The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series brought to you by TeamSense. Now let's all help each other climb the ranks faster, make more time for our why, and inspire others to wellness, purpose, and abundance. Thanks for listening.